Pam, I had a
Hello.
mysterious tweet from Anita last week, and Star's debut lineup is now complete. How have you found the process?
Yeah, it's been good. So I'm now week 3 in the job. So it's been a quick learning curve getting in and getting started and meeting the team already in place and building our team coming forward. So I'm really excited that we've got to this point. We've got our 12 players, we've got our training partners, and we're just ready to get going now.
How was the demand for the trials? You're obviously a new franchise, so a bit of an unknown from players that attended?
Yeah, definitely. I was pleasantly surprised. We had a big turnout on the day and some real quality netball. So it was really good to see the kind of talent that we have in this area and that it's so big and it can grow even further. Everyone was really keen and wanting to learn more, and we picked some great players from there.
And was there an element of inviting players along that you wanted to be part of the Stars setup?
Yeah, definitely. So as I said earlier, we've got training partners as well. So it's a chance for the ones that didn't quite make it into the 12 to still be part of the setup, experience the training that they do, experience the whole atmosphere and being part of Seven Stars franchise. So ready for the years to come. They're all up and coming, all want to be part of it, all want to develop and hopefully one day wear the Stars dress.
The other franchises almost got into a we'll announce at 4, oh, well, we're going to announce at 5. And it was easy to slip into that, and you didn't. So you've got to be respected for that in a way.
Oh, well, thank you for that. Yeah, definitely. We've kind of just gone down the face of we're our own franchise. We're new. We're setting up. We want to do our own thing. And if you speak to Manu as well, she'll say the same thing. It's not about, obviously, like I played many years, and you do look at your position. But at the centre of it, you're looking at yourself and to make yourself better. So we've kind of gone down the lines of we've got a great squad. We've got a great team of people. The University of Worcester and the University of Gloucestershire, our backers have been awesome. So it's just for us now to just get on there, do our own thing, announce when we're ready to announce and play when we're ready to play.
Ellie, Jody and Laura from Thunder were among the first announced. How important was this being released early to you and Anita, almost as a bit of a statement of intent, really?
It was great to get Jodie, Ellie and Laura on board first up because it just kind of showed that they were our founding players, so you can say. So for us, it was kind of, I keep going back to we're a new franchise, but we have to get players from somewhere. And it's great that those three, at the calibre that they are, chose to come to us. So, yeah, so we're building and they're a part of the cog of the wider team.
Yeah, and especially at that stage, I mean, Stars was still a bit of an unknown and there was a lot of curiosity about the franchise as well.
Yeah, definitely. And as that happens with anything that's new and anything that's a change, so going from 8 teams to 10 teams, it brings that change. So, yeah, there was lots of netball chat. And so it was great that we could kind of, at that initial stage, go out with that statement that we have these three England players.
Let's have a quick look at some of the members of the squad then. What do you think Sophie and Becky is going to bring?
Becky Oatley and Sophie Carter were kind of like our next phase of signing. So it was really, again, great to get them on board. Already played in the Super League and have that experience. Sophie is an amazing young centre court player who I think in centre or wing defence can pull out some amazing things on court. And Rebecca Oatley showed some great skill for Celtic Dragons last year in the defensive end. So to have them involved in the game, and they've got such great netball minds and attitudes that they're a real asset to the team.
And a key part of the bid was obviously having local talent as part of the team. So how much will the likes of Lauren play a part?
This area hasn't had a Super League team for many years. Back when it was Birmingham Blaze was probably the last time. So to have a Super League franchise in the area and then also to attract the local talent at that level shows that they've been doing great things in this area, and so now we can kind of showcase that. So the fact that we've got Lauren in the team, a goal attack, so I'm really excited to see what she can do, obviously goal attack being my position, but again, she's come on leaps and bounds and she's showing some great stuff. So it's great to see that the local talent is there, and it gives others in the area that kind of target that they can be part of the Stars as well if they aim for it.
And it's nice to see as well across the franchises, everybody's realising the importance of the under-21s. I mean, you've got Iona from Jets. Nice that she's able to continue her career.
Yeah, so it is sad for Jets, and obviously with the new setup, things had to change. So we're really grateful that we've got Iona coming down and ready to play for us. She's in the under-21 squad. We saw her a couple of weeks in the European Championships at wing attack. So she's really up and coming. great agility, great athleticism, and really hungry for it. So to get that young talent coming through is, again, just great for our team.
And it was good to see as well, you've made some key and really impressive international signings, Afisha and Josie from Fever.
Yeah, really exciting. Afisha from Trinidad and Tobago in the goal shooting end, and Josie Jans-Dawson from Australia, goal defence goalkeeper. Really great to get their experience, their international experience, their on-court experience into the squad to kind of just bring another dimension to our team, and both ends of the court, and I think they're just going to come in and slot into the team nicely. I've spoken to them a bit over this past week, so it's nice to know that they're so excited to come over and again want to do their bit for the staff.
And they're obviously pleased to get on board and recognise the strength of the England League.
Yeah, exactly. So especially like Josephine and Josie, she's just buzzing, and she wants to be part of it, recognises that strength, recognises what she can bring to it as well, and just can't wait to come over and get into it.
There's a fantastic mix of youth and experience. Is this what you and Monya and Anita were hoping for?
Definitely. I think the best teams are ones that have that in there, because it just brings, again, different elements to your squad. The experience is there to kind of help the younger ones coming through, to read the games in those tough situations, to be able to kind of combat where needed. And then the young ones are in there eager to kind of get going, bring in their skill, their energy, and it just mixing it all together just brings out the best in everybody, I think. And I know when I've been playing with the, I call them the younger, the youth, now that I was older, it just gave you that little spring in your step, didn't you? Because you have to make sure that you're, because I never wanted to look worse than them. So it gives you that kind of bit extra in. So everyone just works to that next level. And it, yeah, you can learn. And I was always learning new things as well. So it's nice to get that mix. So the learning goes both ways.
We last spoke in August and you wouldn't even give me a hint of a team. Did you have names in mind then? And now the team's out, did you manage to get them?
Yeah, we did have names in mind. Some, obviously, the Australia and the New Zealand new leagues took a few that we had on our list. But the others have just, the squad has just kind of developed and grown, and we're really pleased with everyone that we've signed. And we think we've got a great 12 and our training partners as well that can show some great stuff this season.
And it's all just seemed to fall into place pretty well.
Yeah, it's been interesting this past week trying to get everything in and get everything set up and started. But as you say, yeah, it's just fallen into place. And there's no point stressing about things, is it? What will be, and we know that we've worked hard and we've got a great squad, a squad that we can work with, a squad that's going to develop. And we just want to, put our best foot forward once the season comes and see where we're at.
And how are things going with the coaching team? Who's got the closer car park space? Who's got the desk that overlooks the window? That kind of thing.
Coaching team's going really well. Again, really pleased with who we've got. We've got Monya leading it and Sam Bird as assistant coach. And so they've been doing some great stuff in the training and getting to know the girls and all their skills and where they need to develop and what we can work and best utilise. Yeah, really pleased. They're in good shape. Who's got the closest car parking space? It's first come, first serve. Monya's leading that side up, and she's fabulous with this role, and just working with her over these past couple of weeks has just been great. I'm learning lots. We're putting things into place, and we know we're going to give the girls the best that we can give them to make them the best that they can be, because that's, in a sense, our job.
And you're a few weeks in, but Anita's given you the chance to mould the role, so how's that going?
Yeah, it's been great. Anita's been awesome. It's been nice to kind of come in and see where I can add my skills to, and both netball specific and both the business side of things as well. So it's been nice to, it's so varied, which is what I love. And I'm tapping into different pieces and I'm taking it to places. And as a team, though, we're all working well together. So it's been good. It's been good. I'm really enjoying it. Definitely a great move.
And have you started as lecturer cookie yet?
Yeah. Indeed, I have my title, senior lecturer.
Oh, pardon me.
My other role is with the University of Gloucestershire as well, as a senior lecturer. So it's great that you can kind of give that experience that I've had in the business world to the students in the education side of things as well, because education and sport have been my two passions all through my life. So to be able to do both now is just phenomenal and amazing, and one I'm so privileged for. Yeah, I'm loving it. It's great.
Players are obviously in. You've had a couple of training sessions. Have they got the Stars mentality? Are they raring to go, even though it's not starting until February?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Training sessions are just the environment and the atmosphere has been so good and so lifting. Because we're new, we've not got our kit yet. So even without that, everyone's so bonded and together. But as of next week, we'll be there, so we'll get that Stars identity and as we grow. So, yeah, so there's still lots to do. So I wouldn't say we're definitely not there, both on-court or off-court. There's still a few things in the pipeline that we need to get right and we need to put into place in the first place. But the Stars mentality is definitely there with everybody involved, from players to coaches to support staff to the management to the both universities. So it's really cool.
Which is really good to see. Just wondered if any other announcements around the league surprise you? Has there been anything in particular that's caught your eye?
I guess you can't say it's surprising because you kind of know with a new setup and everything that there will be surprises, so to speak. So, yeah, we're just taking each team as they come, go with it when the league starts.
You've been in this situation a couple of times. The squads are obviously named. Now that it's out there in public knowledge, as a player, are you just waiting for the season to start? What's that wait like?
Yeah, because at the moment, they're just names on paper. And
yeah.
I said it last season before we started the Super League. And I'll say it again now, because until you actually see people play on court, how they gel together as a team, yeah, it's just names on paper. So this moment in time, for me personally, it's just concentrating on myself and getting the fitness, the skills, the mentality right, because in pre-season this is the time to do it. And then yeah, once you get ready, then you start focusing on how you're going to play against each individual team. But now it can be long in terms of you're thinking pre-season, come on, let the games just start. I want to play, I don't want to run. But yeah, it's part of it, and it's what you know you've got to do, and just use this period wisely, and then when the season starts you're ready to go.
And I haven't seen any training partners. Are you still on there, surely? There must be another season on that knee.
You're funny. No, definitely not. And my trainers are safely packed away. This season you won't be seeing me taking the court. No, it's a good change. I'm relishing this opportunity to be in this role, to do two things that I love, both the business side of things and netball, and to be still in netball without playing is a great privilege. So I'm going to do this to the best of my ability.
You were ready last time we spoke on the appointment. You'll be ready even more now that things are getting closer and you've got your team in place.
Yeah, a wait's been lifted. Obviously registration deadline was on Tuesday, so we got all the players in for that. So that's one wait and one tick off the list to do. There's still lots to do for us in terms of getting set up and ready for when the season starts in February. But even before then, with our warm-up games and getting our imports in, getting the England girls back after Fast Five and the Jamaica series. So there's still lots to do. But yeah, definitely in a good place. So excited of what's to come. And each day, I say to Anita, each day I just get more and more excited. There's just this and this and this. Yeah, lots to do, but it's going really well. And I think, yeah, it's a great franchise to be part of. And I'm just enjoying the moment.